What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Real-life stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, and if you're thinking, gee, I wonder if we will get to the great debate last night, you can be sure I will later in the show. But let's go on a smaller debate right now. And as we start off the end of the week with kind of a renaissance man, I guess that's the best way to phrase it, talented in many areas. His name is Nick Arnett, A-R-N-E-T-T-E. And I might as well give you the website right now if you want to check him out in detail. It is nickarnett.com. He's a feel-good, funny guy, keynote speaker, comedian, master of ceremonies, an auctioneer. And I can give you a demonstration on that as well. Hey, well, all right, Cyril, but I won't. He's here to join us to talk about some of the serious issues going on in the world and how to be smart enough to handle it with levity. And I don't mean this as a political statement and not as a partisan statement for this, but, you know, Donald Trump does that as well, except he could go into more detail. Welcome, Nick. It's a pleasure.
Well, it's really great to be on your show. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it is great. And you heard what I said about kind of the serious issues. I know you work with a nonprofit organization. This is about as serious as it gets with teenagers overcoming drug and alcohol addictions. And I just want to make a statement and let you respond. I saw an HBO production 2 weeks ago. I almost cried watching all of these teenagers trying to deal with and it was in New Hampshire, by the way, Cape Cod. Trying to deal with the issue of addiction and heroin. And once you take one shot, that's it. You've really had it. And by the end of the documentary, which obviously took time, you know, half of those poor kids have died. What got you into this?
Well, I think, first of all, it's always good to have to have a full life. I think it's good to find a way to reach out and try to make the world a better place. Don't you, Stu?
Oh, absolutely, and it's getting more and more difficult, and that's why I applaud your attempts to do it.
Well, yeah, and thank you very much, Stu. And for me, I think one of the reasons that these kids have this problem is that they have the false notion that they need to be happy all the time, because when they get high, people get high, they get drunk because they feel good, and feel is the operative word there, because it can be very deceptive. Feelings can be very deceptive, and happiness, too, is highly overrated. I think people that strive to be happy all the time end up making themselves very miserable because they think something's wrong with them if they don't feel happy. And that's one of the values that I try to instill on them, that there are things in life that we can hang our hat on that are lasting. And those are the things, joyful things, you know, friends and learning new things, hobbies. But these are lasting things. And these feelings that people have that they're after, this high, is fleeting. But they want it over and over again. And that therein lies the problem.
Yeah, and I, you know, I had a chuckle when you said that. I know you bring humor into it, so let me make my just quick attempt at it. When I purchased my house many years ago, I bought it from a lovely lady. She was so happy, it was beyond belief. I actually couldn't stomach her. She was so happy because I tried to adopt the same attitude to make the deal, which I did. And I always think about that. How much more can I take? By the way, Nick is an author of two books, Me, We, and Glee, and The Book of Dude. And if you go up on nickarnett.com, you can get all the information you need and purchase the books. Nick, so how do you combine the seriousness of the issues we have every day with your approach, which is bringing levity, a great attitude, and a sense of humor to life?
Well, I think it's just a very good barrier breaker, for one thing, and it's an extremely effective communication tool. Ronald Reagan, I'm not getting into politics today, but Ronald Reagan was known as the great communicator, and he was, because he used humor very effectively. For instance, when he got shot, the first thing he told Nancy when he saw her was, "Honey,
hopes the doctor's a Republican,
yeah,
right?"
So what's great about that, Stu, is we as a nation, we said, well, Ronald still has his wits about him. So we value that as a leadership tool. Winston Churchill, a woman at a party, said, you know, if I were your husband, I would surely put poison in your drink. And he says, if you were my wife, I would surely drink it.
So, I like that one. I haven't heard that. I'm going to write that one down and use it. Have you taken any, and I guess I can say I don't want to get personal, but I guess I want to get personal. Can you draw what you've done and done it so successfully with all the companies you work with? I mean, you've really got a great background here. Has it been on the basis of a life-changing experience that you had, or has it been in the genes?
I wouldn't say a single life-changing experience, but I think one of my missions in life is to try to put a smile on people's face, you know, everyone I encounter. You can't always accomplish that, but I genuinely enjoy making people laugh and smile. The comedy part of it, a lot of it is even from, I used humor when I would get in front of a classroom, for instance, in school. I'd make everyone laugh so I'd be more comfortable when I was standing up in front of everyone. So it was even a way of overcoming stage fright or insecurity, because as soon as we had the common bond of laughing together, then I could feel more relaxed and accomplish the task at hand. And that's one of the tools about humor. It really helps us think better. That's a
You know, when I think about humor and how it's delivered, to me, the best kind of humor, unless you're a comedian full time, and that's, I mean, I consider that really a real test. I mean, you've got to be on. It's tough to be on all the time and to take rejection. But the best kind of humor, Nick, is the kind of humor that just comes out naturally and it's hysterical. And we've all got stories of things that happened that weren't pre-planned. How do you get around that in terms of applying it to what you do professionally? It's kind of an oblique question.
Well, I like the question, though, Stu. I think, well, first of all, you don't have to go for the big laugh all the time. There, especially now with the social media or computers, there's a lot of really good visual humor that you can share with someone. You might have seen a funny picture, but I also want to stress, Stu,
I don't subscribe to those websites, but go ahead.
But things that you run across, or a quote or a bumper sticker, maybe you can just share something that you read, something quick. A long joke can be a problem, because sometimes you get into a long joke, there are a couple problems. A lot of jokes are dirty or have double entendre, and you've got to be really careful about the kind of humor you use, because people are very easily offended, and you just don't want to have that kind of a label as somebody who's doing off-color humor. But there's a lot of clean stuff, but let other things be funny for you is what I say. Go to a bookstore, for instance, and even Google clean jokes, clean banking jokes or something, and you can get one or two one-liners there. There's always humor is all over the place, but you don't have to be a comedian to use it. As a matter of fact, if you're not a comedian, you have a much better chance of getting people to laugh than if you are, because part of what makes people laugh is the element of surprise. There's two things in humor that make people laugh. One is conflict, things that have gone wrong and we can recognize, and the other is the element of surprise. Sitcoms are based on the conflict part of it.
Yeah, well, as far as TV sitcoms, boy, that's my pet peeve in life. I throw up looking at them. Then I mean, I don't want to sound that negative, but I mean, other than a few, man, I'll tell you. I mean, do you agree with me that it's kindergarten humor?
Yes, the lowbrow humor. Yes, it gets really old. Unfortunately, in a lot of that's why I don't do the road too much anymore. Is because of that. The crowds have kind of become accustomed to that. In a lot of cases,
starting to like you more and more. How do you apply this great work attitude in terms of a business and working together as a team? Because it can be difficult between balancing it and keeping your sense of humor.
Well, it can, but teamwork itself is quite a difficult concept, Stu, because we really, as Americans, we're not really team players, and so we don't know what it is, because we're mostly valued on individual achievements, not team efforts. And I would challenge anyone listening. I mean, very few, some will be able to do this, but I'd say think of your favorite sports team and name the starting lineup. Well, some people can do that, but most of us.
DiMaggio, Pesky, Williams, Stevens, Stewart, Goodman, Zerilli, Tebbets, Parnell, Staubs, Dobson, Kinder. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but most people can just name a few players. But could they name the whole team? Very, very few people could do that, because the individual efforts again are really what we value here as Americans. So find what the team is.
We'll have to pick this up some other time. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and you really bring a great balance of emotion and guidance for people listening. Nick Arnett.
Thanks a lot.
We'll be back. Yeah, stay on for a moment, Nick, as we go to a break. Okay, this is Stu Taylor.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
I'm Dana Perino with Fox News, and I just had a great interview with Stu Taylor, who loved my new book. It's called And the Good News Is, and he gave me a really good amount of time, and he asked perfect questions because he really understood what I was trying to get across, and I appreciate him so much.
All right, beautiful, isn't she, Dana Perino? All right, we are back, and I'm going to talk about last night's debate, but... And again, this is obviously this is connected to it, but I just want to talk about the treatment of our Navy and the humiliation of the Obama administration. I mean, it's beyond comprehension that once again they bow to the mullahs over there. They bow to the Ayatollah. They bow to the Revolutionary Guard and compliment them for releasing our brave Navy soldiers who were forced into that videotape. And you know, I think that whoever the Navy guy who said that, he had to say it. And the humiliation. So the Obama administration, you know, they're bragging. You know, they let him go after 10 hours. That was all a setup. Humiliating them, having them be on their knees with their hands behind their bed with guns to their head. It was disgraceful. And John Kerry is thanking them for letting them go. Can you even believe it? You know, 10 of them. And then what happens almost in the same time? Because every day it's a new nightmare. That's why I'm saying, you got to get Obama out of office now. You got to. I mean, I don't know how we can go another year. 10 Guantanamo prisoners released to go into battle against us. How could this be any more obvious? Okay, just a frustration that I'm honestly having difficulty dealing with because it's just too unbelievable. Every time I think about it, this isn't the United States of America. Last night's debate, I don't see any real changes except that time I think has run out for Jeb Bush. Maybe not for Christie. And it's, it's over for Kasich. He can't connect and he's too moderate. First of all, my congratulations go out to Neil Cavuto and to Maria Bartiromo. Maria has been a guest on this show. I have been a guest on Cavuto's show, you know, World. If you go to my website, you can see an interview I did with one of the interviews I did with Neil Cavuto. Go to StuTaylor.com. And I thought they did a great job focusing on the issues. And my goodness, how different it was than can you call it a Democrat debate, or can you call it a crowning of Mr. Trailer Trash Hillary Clinton? So last night, Trump didn't do anything to hurt himself. What he has done has worked. I'm sorry, you may take objection, and I don't think I'm overly abrasive or I was going to say condescending. I'm certainly condescending of this administration. But there are just times when Trump has the you-know-what to get out and say it like it is. You know, like the microphone in his talk the other night in Pensacola. George, don't pay him for this mic. It keeps popping. It's great. I love this comment last night when he was asked by Maria Bartiromo if he would put his business in a blind trust. And I like Trump's answer. So I was a little surprised he couldn't have been a little more articulate about it, but he didn't hesitate, and he said absolutely, and turned to his three kids, Donald Jr., Eric, and his beautiful daughter, Ivanka, and said, okay, kids, have fun, run the business, because I'm going to devote all of it. I don't care about it anymore, and I'm devoting all of my time to making America great again. You know, I'm sorry. I know the politicians have the tendency to use the same lines, but he's so far out in front right now. It would take a miracle of sorts or a complete faux pas to undo his seating. He held his own last night. You never get too many specifics. You get the specifics. I especially saw that argumentative aspect of it between Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio on taxes. You know what the problem is? When this goes on, you may know the facts, but how would I know in detail, for example, what either one of those guys said or stood for? I think it's pretty obvious that some of the things on amnesty that Cruz was part of the Gang of Eight with Chuck Schumer taking sides with Barack Obama, that's obvious. But it's hard for us as listeners and viewers with this exchange going on with such rapidity to say, oh, no, Ted Cruz really didn't say this. Or Marco Rubio really was different when it came to the value-added tax, the fair tax, the flat tax. The exchange is so fast. I'm just telling you that I understand the differences in what they were talking about, but I don't know what to attribute to whom. I think Ted Cruz slipped a couple of times. You know, I have to say Marco Rubio, he's not my first choice, but Marco Rubio he's really, really fast on his feet. Just fast on his feet. And I'm beginning to think, would I take him? It doesn't matter what I would do, but I would find him in a sense because he's so sharp that I'm talking about two chances here out of three people. I don't think voting for Cruz is taking a big chance. But Cruz never, I was surprised, but they all make mistakes. The only one who can make mistakes and turn it into a positive is Donald Trump. Cruz never should have used the New York State reference, the New York reference to Donald Trump. Basically, it was insulting. You have to handle this with dignity. And for the most part, Cruz has. But you don't take a segment of the United States, whether you can win it or not. I mean, after all, Trump has a shot to win it with the upstate conservative support. Cruz making that comment, and I think if he had to redo it, he wouldn't say it again. As far as this issue of citizenship, Trump has become a master politician. I mean, it's not that he wasn't before, but he's really, really learning how to function in this circus. Especially when he talked about, I didn't bring it up. The Washington Post brought it up. I didn't bring up the issue on sexism. Hillary brought it up. I saw him this morning at Java's Joe with the idiotic Mika Brzezinski. And I say that from a political point because I have met Mika probably five or six times. And she knows who I am. She's an absolute lovely person outside of politics. Her politics is... she got a degree at Williams. I wonder how she got that. But it was interesting to watch Trump this morning. Get a little dig out at Mike Barnicle, who I know as well, and I really can't stomach his political views at all. And I think he's a you-know-what kisser for MSNBC and anybody else that can make him a buck. But Trump, I just thought he was at the top of his game this morning after 3 or 4 hours sleep coming in from South Carolina. I mean, This guy is something extraordinary. He really is. And I tried to say this yesterday, and I'm trying to find a way to say it. So I will say initially here before we go to a break, this isn't braggadocio. It's just that I really get it. I really understand what Trump is doing because I've been a promotional guy, a marketing guy, my whole life. And I find that most people, like Jeb Bush, for example, they just don't get it. I get it. I wish I had Donald Trump's net worth or even a fraction of it, but I get it. All right, we're coming back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hey, this is Alan Dershowitz, and boy, did I just have a treat. I spent an hour with Sue Taylor on business. We weren't talking only about business. We were talking about life and philosophy and schmoozing. What a great talk show. Now, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the talk shows that one listens to these days, but Sue Taylor really knows how to ask a question, and I really had a good time.
All right, I'm always kind of taken back when I think, gee, you know, maybe I should write a fictional book. Maybe I should write a novel. Maybe I should do something. And then I come across people like our next guest, and I say, you know, I think I'll just stick to what I'm doing and not try to jump into that arena. Roger Fiola is joining us. It's spelled F-I-O-L-A. He's the author of Traveler's Tale, first book, Discoverings. It's published by Author House, and you can go to BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, or AuthorHouse.com. And I do want to give you the website. It is travelers-tale.com. It's T-A-L-E, travelers-tale.com. And Roger, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you with us, and what's to be an ongoing series.
Well, thank you very much, Stu. It's a pleasure and an honor to be speaking with you this fine morning. It's a little earlier out where I'm at, but I'm sure it's nice and sunny where you're at.
Well, it's pretty good. You know, it never rains in California, but girl, let me warn you, it pours. Tell me about the book.
Well, it started out as part of an exercise suggested to me by my spiritual director about 5 years ago. She knew I had a penchant for writing, and she thought that I should just read the Gospel of Mark and write the story from the vantage point of each of the characters. And that eventually grew and turned into a narrative of I created a fictional character, Jack Castro, who is a successful middle-aged businessman with a family and a pretty settled life. He lives out, of course, in California. That's what I can write about. But he feels this sort of emptiness within that grows and grows until one day something happens that sends him back to the Middle East of the first century. And there he encounters a beautiful but very mysterious guide who names him Traveler and then leads him through a set of experiences which he believes at times are direct encounters with the holiest and the unholiest characters in the New Testament. It's primarily a series of spiritual books, but in the context of what I hope is an engaging story.
Yeah, and you're looking at doing this into a series. How many books will there be in the series, and how many have you written? Because you don't always write the first part first. You know, you see these television series there, so like Batman or movies, and then they go back to the beginning because it was such a success.
Right, right. Well, I'm finishing the fourth book right now. Just a few chapters to go, and then there are six books altogether. Four deal with Jesus, whom I call Yeshua. That's his Aramaic name. It's the only name he probably ever calls himself. The fifth book is planned it actually brings Traveler to the very beginning of the Yeshua movement, and he meets and travels along with St. Paul. And then the sixth book puts Traveler in the Middle Ages with, of all people, Francis of Assisi, and some other people that took the way of Yeshua, which is what I call his movement, to heart in a very special and importantly deep way. So,
you're a California businessman, and yet you're getting into theology here, you're getting into religion. What's the real connection that set this off? You don't have a background with the church, do you?
Well, I've been very active in my church, yeah, for many years. But I don't know. There's certainly a lot of books by theologians and ministers if the reader wants to read it. And I am a businessman, and I think that brings a special insight into this particular thing, because I believe that Jesus or Yeshua or anybody on a spiritual quest, they're reaching out to ordinary people. It's not just people that have been trained in theology and those types of things. In fact, sometimes those things can make it become more of a hindrance or an obstruction. But I have been a spiritual seeker my whole life, and this is not an autobiography. A number of people have suggested that it is, but it's not. But there is a lot of me in Jack Castro, a traveler, as there is a lot of me in the other characters. But to answer the question, the book is well-researched, and the objective is to bring the reader into living those stories we have heard many, many times. It is historical, but not history. Spiritual, but hopefully not preachy or churchy. It's something different. It's kind of a guide to openness and opening up to the potential of your own human and divine relationship that Yeshua exemplified through his own life.
What's more difficult about this? Doing the fictional component, and people will say, of course, researching the facts, it's easy, it's there, but I'm not so sure that's the correct answer, because when you research, I mean, it's really a grueling process in order to select what you have to take out and use and what to leave. Which was more difficult?
Well, what to leave out, because there's so much. And each, as you move through Scripture and through all each one of these sequences of Jesus' life, there's many, many layers, and there's such a richness to it that the more you reflect on it, the longer you can get. These books were much longer. I've had to chop them down. And I think that's the hardest part, is what brings the narrative to the reader in a way that makes the experience with God or the divine richer for them, that they can say, hey, this is maybe not something that just happened to this man in the story, but it's something that could happen to me. And this is something that, not that you would travel in time necessarily, but I believe it's kind of an exterior story to describe what's happening on the inside with all of us, that we're all kind of, hopefully, I think it's a natural thing with all human beings that we have this desire to reach out to God and to the divine and seek that. And by whatever name you call it, whether Yeshua or Buddha or whatever, it's there. And how do you do that? How do you get into that space? And I think there's a lot of forward and backward. And Traveler does that throughout all these books. He advances a bit and then he slides back. He advances a bit and he slides back. It's the human story.
I don't want to use the word peripheral or complementary, because all of the messages may be important, and you've stated what one of the messages is, and you know, people reading the book. Can you perhaps tell people what other value they may derive after having read it?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, as I said earlier, I think the books have the cultural context of Christianity, because that's Traveler's world. But I think the story takes the reader on this quest in order to inform his own quest to a direct connection with God or the divine, by whatever name he knows, or by whatever name the reader knows the divine to be. And in that respect, I think they are universal.
Any differences, remarkable, profound differences from this book and other religious books of the same vein?
I don't really think there's anything quite like it, and I don't know, and I've been told that too. It's not just my own opinion, but I don't think there's anything out there where somebody actually goes back and directly encounters Jesus in the flesh from this century, and how you find that connection over that huge cultural and time vastness that separates us from that first century Levant, how that sort of disappears and it doesn't matter anymore, because in the end, it's just a relationship between two human beings. And that's how we find our redemption, is through the relationship with the other. And it's tough nowadays, because I was just having this conversation yesterday with a friend of mine, is that
you know, so much day, including myself, you spend so much screen time. You're looking at screens all the time. You're looking at your phone. You're looking at everything. And you're looking at these things even when you're in the presence of the other person. And what was so unique for Traveler was to go back to a time when there were no screens. You were just, there was just the other person. And you had to learn from being in the presence of the other person in real time, face to face. And it's kind of a thing that I think is a little bit different about reading any other theological type of book.
All right, Roger Fiola, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
Great luck on the entire series. Traveler's Tale, first book, Discoverings, published by Author House. We'll be back.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stu Taylor on Business, 9 to 10 a.m. WBNW, 1120 a.m.
Hi, this is Alan Dershowitz, and I've just been interviewed by the most remarkable interviewer, Stu Taylor, about my book, Taking the Stand, My Life and the Law. And this guy is just terrific. He asks all the right questions, gives me an opportunity to say what I want to say, and this is just one fantastic show.
Boy, I'll tell you with all sincerity, the time just really, I mean, just flies right by. When it doesn't drag. You know, that's when you love what you do. I feel privileged to be able to do this, to be in front of this microphone every day and to get the response that I get. Just received a couple of nice emails from overseas, a regular listener from UK. Ukraine, and another one from Croatia. It's a good feeling, and I would appreciate you communicating with me so you can help me with my insecurity. All you have to do is email me at stu@stutaylor.com. It's stu@stutaylor.com. The debate, I think, and I'm not grading anybody. Nobody made the big mistake last night, but I think at this particular point, when you look at it, you look at Trump, Cruz, and probably Rubio. I mean, that's a tough one to get. But I would say probably Rubio, although if you look at him in his own state of Florida or along with Bush, they're so far behind Trump. And when Trump hits the South, and when Cruz hits the South, too, there should be support. A little bit different than Bernie Sanders when he hits the South. I think he'll be pretty much dead meat, but that's an interesting race as well. So the undercard, well, I don't even bother with the undercard anymore. You know, Fiorina and Huckabee, and of course Rand Paul, who wouldn't participate. I mean, you know, they're all competent, bright people, but they're gone. And I would love to have any one of them as opposed to anybody that the Democrat Party will put out, and that includes Biden, Kerry, Elizabeth Warren, and Al Gore. God forbid. Whoops, all those secularists out there are going to say, you can't say that. You can't say that. There was more political correctness the other day. I mentioned this, so I won't mention it other than to say somebody used the term airball at a high school game, and the school said you can't do that anymore. I mean, how blank and crazy, how crazy has this country gone? Performances last night, Kasich, and I just can't. I can't quite cut the mustard, and I always try to be careful so that I can differentiate between an individual's personality and likability and what he or she has to say, as far as content. You know, I don't like John Kasich. I don't particularly like his viewpoints. He's very articulate. He's very smart. It just doesn't happen. It's like Jeb Bush. You know, I see him as a spoiled elitist who probably is in shock after spending $52 million to be outsmarted by Trump. Boy, I'd love to hear, I'd love to be a fly on the wall in the Bush households, listening what they have to say about Donald Trump, because he's just humiliated the opposition. He's humiliated them, and, you know, it's working. And, you know, when you're in politics, you've got to play the political game. You've got to go for the jugular. You've got to message John McCain, it's too late. You got to message Mitt Romney, it's too late. So, you know, the one kind of borderline here, and he just couldn't quite strike pay dirt, but he's a super politician, that's Chris Christie. Not buying into Chris Christie. I don't dislike Chris Christie. I'm just not buying into him. So it's a three-man race. I think it's Trump's to lose. And Cruz has to overcome a couple of those issues. The citizenship issue, oh, but it's okay that Barack Obama was born in Kenya, his own admission, and put it in his book. Do I believe it? I'm not going to come out and say I believe it. I'm just going to say it's certainly a legitimate claim. It still is. When he admits it, and when he admits because of his Muslim faith, and he says in his book he was from Kenya, and he says in speeches that I've seen him that weren't doctored that he was born in Kenya, what? Why wouldn't I consider that? But no, the disgusting left-wing media in this country, and I mean disgusting, really, really more disgusting than the politicians. And, you know, I think of these, the people who represent the administration. I can think of everybody in the Obama administration. Oh, Josh Earnest. Somebody check the DNA on Josh Earnest's tongue. What a disgrace. So what does Trump have to do? He's got to avoid the big mistake. What does Cruz have to do? He has to make a case to counteract the immigration issues, and he has to counteract the criticism aimed at him on ethanol and the debate that he carried on with Rubio, because, as I said, and if I have trouble knowing who was right and who was wrong, then I think, I'm the average person, maybe a little more knowledgeable in this. You think he's got to clarify some of these points. You notice I didn't even mention Ben Carson. I mean, nice guy here, done it, and gone. As most of the candidates are. Especially the shocking part is to look at the governors. So what Rubio has to do, and I just can't get it out of my head. You know, Obama was in the Senate 127 days and didn't vote all that much. Rubio, his explanation, although it on merit it makes sense, emotionally it doesn't. When he comes out and says, well, he couldn't be at every vote because he was campaigning for president. You want a pay increase when perhaps you haven't done the job you were hired to do effectively? So Marco Rubio is a mystery, but what's so intriguing about it, he's good looking. Listen, I know it. He's smooth. He's slick. He's really, really smart and fast. I can't get that part of it out of me, but no, I'm not supporting Rubio. Hillary Clinton, as the days go on, may be closer and closer to an indictment. I mean, there's just such overwhelming evidence. It's so overwhelming. And yet, we don't hear anything. And this movie that is coming out here, 13, I think that's breaking tomorrow. It's not going to do anything to help Hillary Clinton regarding Benghazi, because either countless people, generals, servicemen, either they're all liars or Hillary Clinton is. Duh. Hey, thanks for listening. See you back here on Monday. This is Dude Talk.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.